Do you have your thoughts on today's win here in Dungannon?
Pleased, obviously. I thought our level of performance was good today, I honestly did. Tough conditions on a tough pitch. More often than not, Dungannon caused us problems. We got a wonderful start into the game, a fantastic finish by Kirk, and then we switched off. Sometimes it's always the case when, as soon as you score, you become a little bit more vulnerable, which we did. Considered a really soft goal, a poor goal, and then Sheensy gave us that little bit of quality that we needed at the time. And I thought from then on, obviously the fourth goal, straight after half time, Trey Humes was a big goal for us, because then it sort of settled us down, and then we managed the game. Fantastic performance and a big 4 points for us.
On the day when our centre forward wasn't playing, not bad to have six different goal scorers.
Yeah, again, I keep getting asked, and you know, I read and I hear, and people are asking about centre forwards, of course. And Healy should have brought a centre forward in. Healy can't bring a centre forward into January. So people need to get with the times and get with the game. If I could have brought centre forwards in when Matt's departure became normal, Billy's injury happened, we would have done. But if the only people available then is free transfers, and people aren't fit and ready and they're not training, so it was pointless bringing anybody in. So Healy is trying to do things. Healy's trying to bring people in, and the longer the window stays open. One thing that we won't do is get caught up in the inflated market that's happening at the minute. We'll be selective on what we want to bring in, and we'll continue to do that.
And patience is a virtue, as you say. The window was only just opened this morning.
Yeah, of course. And again, obviously, there's going to be discussions going forward about what's happening in the league in general. So I don't think we're in any need to panic. There's other people panicking. And if that's the case and whatever else, and they've got the concern, that's fine. I understand that. But people need to be realistic. I couldn't have replaced Green and Chadwick in November and December because the window's not open. So will we replace them in January? I hope so. Because we're constantly looking on a daily basis, and we'll continue to do that going forward.
And it's a competitive market, because there's other big fish in the sea looking for the same sort of players that you're looking for.
100%, as I say, the market's gone mad in the Irish League. The inflated prices of players who's being targeted is through the roof. So, as I say, we'd be selective in what we do. We'll speak to the powers to be when needed, for the right opportunity when it comes. But there's other, you said it, there's other big teams, not only in our league, spending and buying. There's Derry, who have a huge investment and brought a lot of the Derry boys back. Then you've close to the border, just over the border, the dock, and then you've the Dublin teams. St Pat's are bringing a player of the calibre of Owen Doyle back to Dublin. So you're up against things at times, and you say people maybe don't understand. They get frustrated, they get annoyed. But one thing they need to be assured of is that we will try, and we'll try and get the right personality and the right player into the Linfield dressing room.
And it's the perfect way to start off a new year with a win here at a very tough venue.
Yes, it was, and I thought our performance was, as I said at the start, I thought it was good. I thought the way the players approached the game, because again, we're having to do everything left, right and centre, and there's so many challenges. You get a phone call last night and there's one or two missing for various different reasons. You just hope then when you go back on the bus that everybody's healthy. So there's a lot to not only to manage, not only on the pitch, but there's a hell of a lot to manage off the pitch at the minute too.
It's a week to rest, recover and go again in an Irish Cup game next week. Last year, first round Irish Cup, Man United, they made it tough, and Oxford will no doubt make it tough next week too.
And I can guarantee you, and I can guarantee the players, that they won't get rest and recovery this week. They'll be training on Monday, they'll train Tuesday, they'll be off Wednesday, and they'll train Thursday and Friday. And if someone maybe listen to this, the audio boom, which you know they do, they'll be assured that we'll be taking the game as serious as possible on Saturday. There may be a few alterations or different personnel playing, of course, but we'll be putting a strong team out against Oxford Sunnyside next week, that's for sure.
And we're the proud holders of that cup, and we enjoyed winning it, so we really want to defend it this year, don't we?
Yeah, it was a great achievement last year, considering what we had to go through to get it, and the unfamiliar sort of circumstances as a semi-final on a Tuesday night and then the final on a Friday last year. But it would be great this year to get ourselves on a run. There's going to be other teams targeting, trying to win the Irish Cup, because it's so prestigious. We'll be no different. We're we're targeting beating Oxford Sunnyside next week, and then we've a busy week ahead after that with Larne and then with Ballymena to look forward to. So there's a lot of games coming thick and fast. The squad's in a good position at the minute. They're a credit to the club at the minute. I says last week that these boys give absolutely everything, they leave nothing in the tank, and they empty the game today.
Well done today. A busy few weeks, months on and off the pitch for you this week.
Aye, absolutely.
And these next few months,
yeah. Yeah, my phone won't stop this week, that's for sure.
But you love it, don't you?
Absolutely.
Cheers, Alan. Cheers, Dave. Bye.